Look, we know at the moment there is so much discussion and concern around concussion injuries in contact sports, rugby union, rugby league particularly. But now a study is having a look at all of this, and they're doing it with a biosensor, which is worn by players behind the ear, measuring impacts to the head during a rugby game. Now, the study is being run in conjunction with the Australian Rugby Union's Concussion Advisory Group. Dr. Adrian Cohen is the founder and director of NeckSafe, a not-for-profit organisation committed to eliminating preventable head and neck injuries. He's involved in this study, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. Dr. Cohen, good morning.
Morning, Stuart.
Thank you for your time. Now, tell me, these sensors, are they uncomfortable, a bit odd for the players to wear?
Well, it's almost a novelty at first, but they're tiny. We're talking about something less than the size of a 50-cent piece.
Right.
It's behind the ear. Yep. If a player wears headgear, it's under that. And most of them don't notice it after the first couple of minutes of having it applied to them. And having worn it myself for weeks on end, in the shower, in sports,
right,
I can tell you it's inconsequential.
Yeah, right. And so when they're, you know, the rucks and mauls, there's pushing and shoving, there's no prospect of the thing coming loose under the taping?
Look, it can do, and that's one of the issues we've got from a practical point of view. And we've been experimenting with various adhesives and covers to go on over the top of it, but we're getting pretty good results now. We're sorting it out even for the front row forward.
Right, I see. All right. With their cauliflower ears and everything else.
Well, it sits behind the cauliflower ears, so
that's
I guess
right.
the bigger the ear, the more the coverage.
Right. Exactly right. Now tell me, what are they able to measure? What sort of data are these biosensors providing you with?
Okay, so the biosensor is simply an accelerometer. It measures force in three different axes, so front, back, up, down, left, right. And that force is measured in Gs, and I can tell you that they'll measure up to 200 Gs. Now, Muhammad Ali punched at 60 Gs.
Right.
We're seeing impacts in players, linear impacts, that are in excess of 150 Gs.
Wow, yes.
Now, that's just force. That doesn't tell you someone's going to be concussed.
Yes.
That just tells you what's going on. So we're looking for objective data that we can match to what's going on in the clinical scenario. So we've had players who have been knocked out, and you do look at their data afterwards and go, okay, that was 40 Gs, and it related, you know, the relationship to their knockout was that for that person. We've also had players who've come off the field at the end of the game, been normal to their friends, their colleagues, their family, the rest of their team, have gone through the cognitive tests that we're doing in conjunction with these studies and been absolutely unchanged from their baseline. You download the data and there's 160 or 170 or 180 Gs looking at you.
Yes.
Now, the important thing about that is there was no incident on the field. Nobody ran on to see the player. There wasn't a clash of heads and, you know, the game stopped and the trainers rush on or somebody knocked out. But because we are doing this monitoring, I'm able to go along to the training at the next game and say, hey, listen, we've had a look at this data. I need to put you through some tests. What was your game like? Do you remember any big hits? And often a player will say, oh, yeah, I got cleaned up after I kicked the ball then. Or, oh, I remember, yeah, a couple of strong runs or whatever. I said, yeah, well, that was 130 G. So let's put you through the test and make sure your brain's okay.
It's incredible. Now you're working with Randwick Rugby Club on this. They're the first team in Australia to be wearing these sensors.
They are indeed. You know, Randwick is one of the premier clubs historically, you know, in the country, if not the world. And we've got a board at Randwick who acknowledges the issues, 100% behind it. People of the calibre of ex-Australian coach Bob Dwyer, Wallaby legend Simon Poitevin sit on the board and they go, you know, guys, we've just got to do this.
Yes.
We've got to find out what's going on. Gone are the days where you put your head on the sand and pretend it didn't really matter or we didn't know enough, or as the NFL found out in the US, for 30 years trying to quash the research and downplay the data and pitch one scientist against another and say, oh, until they all get sorted out, we'll just leave it in there. Well, the NFL finally were made to take note when they were sat in front of a Senate inquiry and were accused of being no better than big tobacco in trying to hide the facts that were obvious to everybody.
It's an incredible thing, isn't it? So when you look at all of this, and I think part of it is, you know, that the heroism, someone gets a bad knock, they're sort of a bit dazed from it. Oh, no, mate, I'm right, I'll continue on. None of them want to come off, do they?
They don't, for a whole variety of reasons. And we're talking about not only elite level, where you know, yeah, your contract and your remuneration and your viability, you know, for the next couple of seasons on the line, but you come down to all the sorts of pressures on players and that mateship stuff and that, you know, come on, man up stuff. Thankfully, we hope that's going to be a thing of the past. But you go down to the lower levels, the junior levels, where the parents are pushing, where the coaches want their kids to be selected, where their teammates are trying to get them around there. And we have to change this community perception. Let me put it this way. If you had an injury where your knee was hanging on by a thread, yes, and your mates all said, oh, just keep going, mate, you'll be fine, and you said, oh, all right, I'll soldier on. You got to the end of that game, and your knee was damaged so that you couldn't play the next game or the rest of the season, and the rest of your career was jeopardised. Everyone would go, that was a stupid thing to do. So if your brain is damaged, and the answer is, well, keep playing, because, you know, we'll, you know, we really need you, or keep playing, man up, or keep playing because you've got a contract on the line, or keep playing because I want you to be in the rep side, and you can't make the end of that season, yeah, or you can't make the next season, and 30 or 40 years from now you can't remember what the names of your kids were, well, we've got a problem that we have, yeah, to address by changing attitudes.
No, look, it's quite right. And so with the research you'll do, will you look at whether it's individual hits, whether it's an accumulation? Is that all the sorts of things you'll examine as part of this study?
That's exactly right. With the X2 Biosensor, I mean, the mantra is if you can measure it, you can manage it.
Right.
So we can look at not only the individual hits and match that to the individual player and what happened on the field on that day. We can look at the accumulation of hits during a season. We look at the linear and, just as importantly, the rotational components. The human body doesn't do well with rotation. You know, you can jump up and down all day long, but as soon as you jump and twist as you land,
yes, yeah,
you know, your tissues give way. Now, my research colleague in New Zealand, Dr. Doug King, who's on his second PhD in sports-related head injuries, one of the things that he's adamant about, that he thinks that this rotational component is as much a factor, if not more, than the linear impact straight on G-force. So you can imagine a player coming in for a tackle or being tackled, you're braced, you're ready, you see what's happening. You get blindsided, you get turned around, you get an impact that you're not suspecting, yeah, and you've got a high rotational component, which may well lead to not only immediate but long-term damage.
That's right. So how long do you think it'll be that this study, you'll run it over? Will it be this season or a shorter time frame?
Well, we're running the whole of this season. Got a, yeah, very good group of players, yeah, at Ramick, very willing. They come up to me, you know, and they'll tell me when they've got issues or ask to be retested, and we're getting them. We're doing a range of tests. There's a whole lot of cognitive baseline tests we're doing, the King-Debick test of eye tracking, the Axon cog state test. We are doing balance plate testing to examine their balance before and after an impact. We're actually doing a brand new technique called transcranial magnetic stimulation, where we're measuring what happens if we stimulate their brain with a magnet and generate an impulse that goes all the way down to their muscles. And we're looking at that because it's objective data and it's something that you can't sandbag. So one of the real issues we've got with all this cognitive testing and people being asked questions before they go back on the field is they're being taught to give appropriate answers to get back onto the field. And when you've got the England fullback saying in the papers, this is Mike Brown, I thought about fudging my concussion test just so that I could get back into next week's game. We've got a real issue that we need to address, because if that goes out to the community and people think, oh, if I look bad in my first test and I have a knock afterwards, I'll look okay, the test is of no use whatsoever.
No. Well, look, we'll stay in touch with you. I'll be interested to see what comes from the study, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much indeed.
All the best to you. Dr. Adrian Cohen, who's the founder of NextSafe.